Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Yeah, between all of the chat about Aer Lingus flight cancellations, we were talking about parking at the airport a few minutes ago, and I know you're listening all day to the results of the UK general election. But the story that actually caught my eye in the UK Daily Mail this morning was about children's birthday parties. The fact that they cost, well, aside from the average cost of hosting them, one journalist was talking about her child receiving four invites to kids' parties, complete with present gift lists, costing up to £250 sterling. I just thought it was incredible. And I've been asking you, lots of you getting in touch today, telling me about the average cost to host a child's birthday party. It's 087 1400 106. We'll get to those in a moment. But Niamh Hennessy has been writing about this in the Irish Examiner. Niamh, please tell me that children's present gift lists are something that's unique to the UK.
I think it's unique to that one person.
Good.
But that is on the extreme end of things. But they have a point. Children's birthday parties have evolved massively over the years, and very much so in the last 20 or 30 years. They have grown legs, grown arms. They really have gone from the days of when you had small parties in the house and you had a few Rice Krispie buns and people sang a few songs. They now are a big event. So it's it's a thing in schools, and people try to manage them as best they can. And I know in many schools what they'll do is one parent will take it on board to get a list of everyone's birthday at the start of the year, especially when they enter junior infants, and parents will join together and they will organize joint birthday parties. Are very much a trend now, so you could have 3, 4, 5, 6 even kids that will come together. The parents will organise the birthday party, but you're not talking a birthday party in a kitchen in a house. You're talking, you know, these play zones, yeah, adventure places. So, and they all cost a lot of money.
A friend of mine was telling me recently that when she had her child's party at the play centre, like, so what they do is just three different parents go together. They club all of the kids in the class. Everybody's invited, so nobody's left out. It works out at about €300 per family, but that includes the food and the cake and everything that comes with it. But, like, it's big money.
It is big money. And, you know, these places, they charge per child. So you could have a class of, you know, you could have big classes there between, you know, 33, 34 kids. And when you're dividing it up between only, you know, three parents, you could be faced with a bill of €200, €300 per parent. And then you're factoring in other things like party bags, decorations, the people who go to the party have to give presents to the other kids who go to the party. So, you know, like, in fairness, there is this trend as well of the €5 party. So it takes the pressure off parents who have kids attending the party. So every child would put €5 in a card, and that is the present to the birthday kids. Mm. And they'll come home, they'll open up their birthday cards, and they'll take their €5. And that adds up, you know, like if you had a class of 30 kids, the child is coming away with €150. So, you know, there's a lot of costs involved, a lot of pressure on parents, you know, thing called, you know, like parent pressure. And, you know, so the parents will be in a WhatsApp group organising, and everyone will want to do their bit. So someone will put their hand up, I'll do the party bags, I'll do the decorations. And at the end of the day, you know, kids just want to play with kids. And do they notice that you have 100 balloons? Do they notice that, you know,
the balloon arch?
Yeah, you know, these kind of things. So, you know, like, I know for my boys, I'm a mother of three, and the boys just want to go out in the garden with a football, and they're as happy with that as their party as they would be when you're paying €20 a head to a play zone. But there is the pressure, and there is the pressure, yeah, among parents. And you see one, look, it's funny because one group might organise a party somewhere, and then the next group might want to
next thing
better.
There's a bouncy castle, and yeah, then there's a enter stage left, the clown that's been hired in to entertain the kids as well. Stay with us, Niamh. Lucy is on the line in Stillorgan. Lucy, what's your experience of the pressure on parents around kids' parties?
Hi, Andrea. I have 4 kids in 5 years now. Thank God I'm at the end of the group parties, because I did very similar to what your last caller was talking about, which was we grouped together as a class. Now, that's only when I got sense with the third one. I did, for the two girls who are now 16 and 14, I did the whole class but I did it in the house. So we used to kind of do crafts and making stuff, and the bounce castle was hired. And
okay.
I got them all making their own Rice Krispie buns.
Nice.
So yeah. That was, and it, that entertained them for half an hour. Yeah. My kitchen was a mess, but it entertained them. So the girls were slightly different. I did kind of those. Now, there was a lot more elaborate things going on around us in their classes, where some of the stuff you see people doing is just insane.
Tell me, what do you see, Lucy?
That they're spending out. Well, I'm guilty of one of them, because my baby, who's going to be 11 in October, the 10th birthday in this house is always the last big party. And I think it kind of was when we were younger as well. So him and 10 of his mates went to the place in Sandyford with the laser guns. Or it's a virtual reality. It's a virtual reality.
Okay.
Place. And they went on missions and stuff. Now, 10-year-old boys absolutely love that, but it cost a fortune. And I regretted suggesting it, because I think it worked out about 400 quid.
Okay, to do the activity,
because
yeah.
It's that expensive. Now, I felt like an idiot, do you know what I mean? Because I'd been quite good before that. But, like, the costs add up really quickly. The party bags kill everyone. The party bags can add up. I think I remember doing them a few times for the boys once, and they can add up to €200 easily if you have a class of 32 by themselves without anything else.
Just for the party bag?
Just for the party. And that's not going mad. That's just putting stuff in. But by the time you add up buying the bags, buying the crisps or sweets or whatever are going into it, buying the little piece of junk that, well, I used to buy books instead, but any of that, it just, and that goes into it, that can add up to about €200 before you've even hosted the party.
Yeah, it's incredible the amount of money. There's a listener here who says, it's all well and good having parties at home, but we live in an apartment, we couldn't do it. Our little boy really wanted a party at the play centre. We spent nearly €400, but sure, what could we do, says this texter. Another listener has two boys. I find birthday parties have changed a lot since the pandemic, but for the better. They're now a lot smaller, they're more outdoorsy. A lot of the bouncy castle parties as well. I hated the parties in the play centre with no soap, ventilation and lots of germs. The bouncy castles are still a thing though, Lucy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I've been using the same company for the last 12 years. And actually, I was, when he came for my 12-year-old's confirmation, he said to me that he's actually thinking of shutting down because there's less and less at-home parties and the rising cost of insurance, and parents are scared that they're going to get sued if a child falls off the bouncy castle, which is just ridiculous, because kids fall, you know, like, as long as you have to have adult supervision around it, but, you know, like, things happen. But yeah, he's talking about having to shut down because he said the demand just isn't there anymore for the at-home parties.
What about you, Katie? Katie Mack from the Opinions Matter podcast. Katie, what's the going rate? How are you to host a child's party?
Oh, God. So I've done both. I've done at home and I've done out at a play centre. And they actually cost in around the same when you tally it all up at the end.
Oh, really?
Because, when I was doing them at home, like, a lot of the time the parents would come or family would be there, aunties, uncles, great aunts and uncles and stuff. And then I'd obviously get food because I wouldn't have anybody coming over and not have food. Mm. And by the time you actually organise catering, you're looking at about £250. I'd say for my son, my son is in junior infants. He's a Paddy's Day baby. So he had his party on the 18th of March. And when I'm looking back now, after it all, between balloons, between cake, the actual party, it was 19 a head per child. There was 20 in his class. I invite the whole class, which is another mind reading.
Yeah,
who do you bring? Who do you not bring? I think it came to about well over £500, balloons included.
The whole lot.
And then he asked me, he's so quiet and he's really good. He never asked me for anything. And he said to me, I'd like a bouncy castle. So I was like, right, okay. So I got him the bouncy, and that £500 is before I even got the bouncy castle. So I got him the bouncy castle to have a few of his friends over. Now, I got it for the whole weekend. And yeah, like, looking back, you could have gotten a week away on what I spent on the birthday.
I know.
Really.
But there must be huge pressure, Katie, is there, on parents? Because, you know, if somebody else in the class is doing something fancy and your son is at that party and he comes home and...
Yeah, those days of, like, Rice Krispie cake parties, they were brilliant. And I mean, they're great memories for us as kids, but they don't fly anymore. Because I know myself, the older kids, a friend of mine, she has a son who's 11, and they get this, like, gaming bus that comes out to the house. and the kids literally go in and they just sit there gaming for a few hours, but they've got like everything, Xbox, PlayStation, virtual reality. Like, there's no more kind of come over, watch a movie, pig out, go outside and play. And the party bags, so glad the party bags were mentioned. The party bags, for me, I did about 30 party bags, and I'd say, yeah, it came to about £200 by the time I got colouring books, crayons, treats. And then there's the time that goes into it. Like, I'd say I was a good hour and a half the night before putting them together. Yeah, like, there's so much work goes into kids' birthday parties. And it's actually something I never thought about until you're talking about it today. And I'm like, oh, my God.
I know.
It's actually,
but do you know the only thing that I can tell you that all of the listeners here on WhatsApp seem to be in agreement with about today is the introduction of the €5 in the card. That's the rule. That's the present. That
they're
every child gets the same.
Idea. Like, they're a brilliant idea. But I don't know, like, when... It was my son's birthday. Like, one mother put £50 in the card for him. And
stop.
I was like, oh my God, that's too much. It's too €50 in a card for a child that her kid only knows a couple of months ago. It's very generous and I'm very grateful. It's very nice, but it's not at all necessary. Do you know what I mean? I would never expect it. And then other kids were coming with like €30 and €40 vouchers for Smiths and stuff like that. And you kind of do feel like you don't want to be the scab. And I, you know, I think I wouldn't feel right anyway just giving a fiver. Even though if someone gave my son a fiver, I'd be like, lovely, say thanks. And he puts all the fivers together, he'd go into Smiths. But when you're getting presents like that, you definitely feel that, well, you have to kind of return the favour. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not that I would be mean anyway, but... Yeah, you definitely kind of, when somebody's giving you £50 for a child, you know, and you don't even really know their kid, it's nuts.
And I
would never be expected, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a lot of money, Niamh, isn't it? When the 30 quids and the 40 quids and the 50 all add up.
They do add up, but, you know, parents need to take a sensible approach to parties, you know, and your two callers, what Katie was saying about the party bags. You know, question, do you need the party bags? Do, like, the kid gets to the car and often you'll find the party bags are nearly thrown on the floor of the car and, you know, they eat the bit of chocolate or the sweets and, you know... And
I'm still cleaning up party bag bits.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, still. I still find them.
But I imagine there's pressure, Katie, is there? Like, if all the other parents are doing the party bags, you don't want to be the one then that doesn't.
Well, would you believe I was shamed into it? Not by my own kid. On his first, it was with just friends and their kids. And it was for his fourth birthday before he was in school. And one of the kids was leaving and they were like, where's my party bag?
Are you serious?
Like,
yeah, you asked for it.
It didn't, because it was my eldest. I never even thought. And it was only then I was like, oh, party bags. I never thought. And then I said, oh, I won't make that mistake next year. And then I did it. And my God, like, it's not just the money, but it's also the time to get them together. And really, they are unnecessary, and they are crappy little bits in it that end up on the floor, broken and mushed into the chocolate that ends up mushed into your car seats and stuff.
Yeah, Mary McCarthy is with us as well, Katie. Mary's, of course, columnist with the Irish Independent. Are you spending over £200 in party bags, Mary? Is Mary there? We got Mary. No, we'll get Mary back in a moment. Listener says, I think you forgot the little kids spend their entire year thinking about their birthday party. They talk about it for the whole 12 months. My daughter was talking about her party at Christmas, despite her birthday not being till May. Another listener says their sister spent nearly £500 on her niece's party. She'd bouncy castles, pizzas, had party bags. The thing is, she'd invite the entire class because you're not allowed to exclude anybody. Another listener, yeah, so grateful for the introduction of the €5 in a card. That's the rule. You can only give a fiver. Made life so much easier for parents. This texter questioning £300 in party bags. What's going on? Anytime we used to do it, it was just bags and crisps and a bar, perhaps a little packet of the Haribo sweets too. Mary, what's the going rate for a child's party?
Yeah, listen, I agree with all those callers. It's really, really expensive. I have splashed out in the past £700 on a party up in a gym center. I don't know if I can mention places, but that was shared now with two other people. But still, that's still a lot of money to pay.
So it's 700 between three sets of parents, was it?
Yeah, it was between three, but then the party bags and everything. But it's still a lot. Like, if you don't have, you know,
it's a huge amount of money.
50 odd, you don't have it, right? But I tell you, and the party bags, I do a little stinge on that because I give them a little notebook and a pen and then just a mini bag of jellies, and we get it all in deals and it's not that expensive. And like the whole, all the plastic crap, like, I didn't really say that. I used to give all that, but I don't do that anymore because a caller there was saying it just ends up on the floor of the car. Like, they don't want it. But I have to say, Andrea, I had a revelation there 2 weeks ago.
Go on.
Because due to being disorganized, my son, who's turning 8 next month, he shares a party with 3 of his pals, right, every year. But we just hadn't organized it this year, and all the play centers were booked up. So what we had to do was we had to go up to the local park. So we just invited everyone up after school on a Friday to Parmiston Park. There was a big playground up there. We set up kind of a table with like cordial, like just my waddy and like some like water. And we ordered some pizzas, right? Best party ever. Like, honestly, all the kids had a great time. The parents came back to me afterwards saying, God, what went on at that party? They all had a brilliant time. And do you know what it was? It was just unstructured play. Like, we had loads of balls and kind of, you know, we did a kind of rounders and stuff. But actually, what they wanted to do was set up their own games. So they just kind of, like, milled around. They went to the playground. They set up their own kind of, like, rounders game. And it was just, like, it was really harking back to a bygone era where you just kind of let them at it.
Yeah,
you know, you
pass the parcel.
And you do... Well, exactly.
It's my memory actually, of child's kids' parties when I was young.
Yeah, pass the parcels. I did actually
musical
regret.
Chairs.
I kind of thought, yeah, musical chairs, pass the parcel. Musical chairs, you could do it on your phone. It'd be really easy. Pass the parcel. Like, I kind of regret it. I kind of felt I should have actually made the effort. So in a way, like, we're spending more money, but we're not really putting the proper effort in, you know. Like,
and party in the park, did that, like, I'm sure by the sounds of it, that obviously was more cost effective, was it?
Oh, it was very, very cheap. So the party bags, they didn't cost us much at all. I think, I can't remember how much it was, but it was really, really inexpensive. Just a pen, a little notebook, a few jellies. And then the pizzas, like, we ordered some big pizzas, and then we had, like, just water and cordial. And that was kind of all they need. Like, they were just running around, and that wasn't expensive. And obviously, there was no other costs. So, I mean, it really was, I'd say it was, like, a quarter of the price, and they had a better time.
Good.
Like, the same group of kids 2 years previously, we had it in this ceramic place, right? It's closed down now. It used to be in Dundrum. And all the kids, they were in junior infants at the time, they got to make themselves a plate. I mean, it was a disaster. It was in this car park. All they wanted to do was run around. It was so stressful because the kids were, like, jumping up and down, and the parents had to kind of, like, you know, try and
get them to
them.
Sit down and make
it
a plate.
It was a nightmare.
Niamh was
bloody 30 quid ahead.
Niamh Dunlea is with us as well. Mary, Niamh's the owner of Bounce Box Parties and Events. Niamh, what's the most outrageous request you've had?
It's interesting listening to everyone from the parent's point of view. I suppose what we really focus on is giving so much value and helping parents not to spend 200 on party bags and bringing in huge amounts of food that isn't even used, getting entertainers and bouncy castles. We kind of say, look, guys, it's, you know, we'll charge €280 for a party, but we'll include the party bags. For example, if we do a slime party or an art party, we'll make the party bags where they bring home all the activities. So we cut those costs for parents. We'll also recommend to parents there is no need to bring in 10 pizzas and spend. We see so many parents spending so much and it goes wasted.
Mm. So you come in and you cut the cost, but you organise the party.
We are hopefully cutting the cost. I do understand that, like, 280 or €300 is expensive. We're unlike play centres where we're not charging per child, it's per package. So we will recommend parents get 5 kids together. We will, 50% of our parties we'll host out of houses, so they're cutting the cost of a hall or a venue. So instead of paying €500-600, we kind of say we will come stress-free, we look after everything. Parents can sit back, relax, enjoy it, and hopefully not go over to 280.
Well, there you go. If you're looking for a little bit of a hassle-free day, give Niamh a shout, owner of Bounce Box Parties and Events. Listener says, parents are just putting far too much pressure on other parents. Don't be afraid to say no. You'll actually teach your kids a valuable life lesson that you can't get everything in life that you want. Keep it simple. 5 in a card. Brilliant idea. Another texter says, on the parties, crazy on the party bags. €5 probably is too little in a card. Perhaps a tenner is the perfect amount. A junk present costs the same. We've spent a fortune kitchen on a six-year-old's party before. We're definitely doing a class birthday calendar event next year.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.